Now, the word, if your eye is good, it says, your whole body will be full of light. Your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, it's that light. How great is that darkness? What is this lamp of the body? And he calls it the eye. Again, if the eye is good, that is the being, the whole body shall be full of light. Now this word light, or this word being, has an interesting connotation here in the Greek. Now in some of your translation in Matthew 6:22, some of your translation says something else, right? It says in Matthew 6:22, if your eye is single. Is that what some of your translation says? If your eye is single. Anybody has any translation amplified over there? If your eye is good in the New King James. Old King James, if your eye is single. Anybody else got any other words in their translation? Your eye is single. Your eye is good there too? Pure. Now, what a diversion of translation. Why one says single, one says good? The Greek word for the word good is not the word agathos or kakos, which is good. Kakos means beautiful good. Agathos means nature good. But the word there is haplos. Haplos. Which is translated in some places where the eye is concerned, like in Luke 11:34. If your eye is single. Single eye. Now, it can be interpreted, as been translated by some, as one vision, one track, one motivation. But the root word haplos is not that. The root word haplos, which is haplutes, has been translated in Romans 12:8. Let him do it with simplicity. 2 Corinthians 1:12, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, has been translated as simplicity. 2 Corinthians 8:2, as unto the riches of their liberality, has been translated as liberality. 2 Corinthians 9:11, in everything to all bountifulness. Haplotes has been translated as bountifulness. And then in 2 Corinthians 9:13, for your liberal or abounding distribution. 2 Corinthians 11:3, from that simplicity that is in Christ. Again translated as simplicity. Ephesians 6:5, in singleness of your heart, translated as singleness. Colossians 3:22, in singleness of heart fearing God. Now the question is, what is the correct translation? You have some translate it as simplicity, some liberality, some singleness, and here, good. Pureness in your translation. What a divergent word. Haplotes. Now, that is a very important scripture. In fact, it's a key scripture that explains the whole thing in Matthew 6. That's why we focus a little bit on that. If thy eye is haplos. Hope that doesn't sound like any Italian word. Haplos. Nothing like that, right? Okay. If your eye is haplos or haplotes, then your whole body is full of light. That must be an important scripture. Because it says whatever the condition of your eye is, your body is going to be full of light. Then what does that word mean? Exploring that word, looking at every Greek occurrence of the word has an interesting picture. First, it has a picture of abundance. Abundance. Lots and lots and lots of it. So, if I say you are haplos, it means, oh, you are abundant.
You have haplos clothing. You got an abundance of clothing. You have haplos hair. You got an abundance of hair. So it has a word of abundance. But then, that's why sometimes it's translated as singleness. It is also a picture of all of that flowing in one direction. For example, if this morning you got up, let's say you have an abundance of hair, and all your hair flow in different directions. And I'll be standing there welcoming and say, "Hello, welcome Albert Einstein." Your hair stick out like Albert Einstein's picture. He said, "Oh brother, why is the second point important? It is so important because it determines whether it has power or not. The light that is coming out from these fluorescent tubes is coming from the photons that are being emitted by the gas that is in the fluorescent tube. The gas in the fluorescent tube are being excited by electricity. And as it's excited, as you know, when atoms are excited, it increases its dimension of the atom. It travels on a higher orbit. Then as it loses its orbit, it releases light, photons, and heat too. And so that's bringing the light. Now all these photons are flowing out in different directions and in different wavelengths. That's why you wouldn't take this fluorescent light and try to let that light cut as a laser beam. You can't. But when photons flow together in the same wavelength, in the same direction, it becomes a laser beam. Same light, amplify it, but make it flow in one direction and in one wavelength. They're all flowing together. It becomes a laser beam that can cut through anything. So the difference is not just in the number of photons emitted, but it is the unity of the photons flowing that makes the difference between a laser beam and an ordinary light. We should thank God for that, because otherwise every time you switch on the light, if there's too many of it, all of us will get zapped. Laser beam. That's not going to happen. Because it is a difficult thing to get light flowing in the same wavelength and in the same direction. Most of the time, they have to pass the light through a crystal. And that crystal has to be energized by a whole lot of electrons, electron volts. So the whole crystal is excitable. Pass the light through it, and somehow it's synchronized, and out comes that all the photons flowing in order like soldiers. The difference, let's say they have a war. And they say, "Well, every man free for all." You want to fight a war free for all. You can have 100,000 soldiers, they fight free for all. It's different from having 100,000 soldiers fully coordinated. That can make a difference in a battle. And so we realize that the coordination is important. That's what the word haplos means. It says, if that your eye is number one, abundant. Number one, coordinated in flowing in one direction. Then your whole body is full of light. But if it's not, darkness results. That's the same condition that the Bible talks about here. And Jesus, in line with what we have been touching on. Everything like the light, everything of when we are born again, you have spiritual energy and you have natural energy and your soul energy. Before we were born again, we have natural energy and soul energy. God adds spiritual energy into our life when you're born again. Can you imagine if your energies are not flowing in line? just all over the place. A soul not well coordinated. Now, even in a natural world, people who do not know God, who have their mind well trained, their emotions well controlled, their bodies well disciplined, they go further than normal people too. Think about when you have spiritual energy behind and you're as well coordinated, spirit, soul and body flowing in line, it's going to be a powerful force for God. That's what Jesus says. If your eye, your spiritual vision and your spiritual motivation, the word eye is a normal Greek word for eye, so there's nothing much to interpret, but it symbolically speaks about your spirit and your heart. When it's have one vision, one coordination, flowing in one direction, and there's only one crystal that is good enough to do all that, the crystal of God's love. All our energy. And Jesus once said, that's why the Bible says, now you understand the first commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. That includes the spirit. All thy mind. And you had a mind. All thy soul. And all thy strength. Your physical strength. Sometimes we love the Lord our God with our heart. Our mind hasn't loved God yet. Our body doesn't love God yet. All our strength doesn't come together to love God yet. The Bible says, when all that is moved by God's love and the purity of God's love flow forth, my friends, it's going to be like a laser beam of God's energy that charges out, drives out darkness, drives out sin, drives out all kinds of sickness and disease. You know the secret of Catherine Kuhlman? In her book, A Glimpse into Glory, there were excerpts from her sermons. I read through as many as I can. And one of the things she said, Catherine Kuhlman described what it felt like when she was under the anointing of miraculous healing. She says, she sensed like the love of God so fill her, that when she sees a little child sick, someone who is sick, the compassion of that love is so strong that if she could, she would give her own life to that child or sick person so that that child may live and she would die. That is a description of thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart, mind, soul and strength. Now that was a sensation. And that is why during that time when that takes place, wham, the anointing of God so flowed that people who don't even know the Lord got healed. Because so much of the power of God is released. Now let's all admit it. In our love for God, from day to day, sometimes we waver. From week to week, different things happen that challenges our love for God. And it's a skill to always go back on our knees and love God with all our heart and mind, soul and strength. But let me emphasize this. At the very moment you reach where all your whole spirit, soul and body is coordinated in the love of God, there is such an energy force that flows through you that just one phrase of prayer could knock down a whole Mount Everest in front of you. Because the energy of God that flows is so powerful. And that's why Jesus says in Matthew 6, this can only come when in the secret place. Now you know why there's a secret place. Because it's in a secret place that you coordinate all your love for God and your worship. You tune your heart to love God. Like David, you say, bless the Lord, O my soul. Who is David talking to? He's talking to his own soul. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, bless the Lord. He's getting his whole soul to love the Lord and to position himself to love God, all his heart, mind, soul and strength. And when we love God with all our heart, mind, soul and strength, an energy force flows forth as powerful as a laser beam, except it's a spiritual laser beam. One little prayer from there can knock everything down before you. A whole mountain can be knocked flat A whole fortress can be eliminated. A whole realm of darkness can be torn down.